Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, and I'd like to welcome everyone back to our continuing series with Emile Joseph Henward III, or Emile Henward, as he is on recognized on a wonderful book, Remembering a Great American Hero, The Lady from Philadelphia, Marian Anderson, and truer words have never been spoken. What a great talent and a lady of substance and so many different qualities. First of all, let me welcome back Emile. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you doing today?
I'm doing terrific. And I was thinking as we spoke last week, about Marian Anderson. Look, there are a lot of celebrities, and we have them now, and we have, reality stars, and we have this. But when you think of Marian Anderson, when I think of Marian Anderson anyway, I think of substance, and I think of the deepest qualities of respect that you could have for somebody with how they spent their life. And you talk about a well-spent life. Marian Anderson basically did it all, but really with substance. Your thoughts?
Well, Marian Anderson, in my neck of the woods down here in Philadelphia, if she was a Roman Catholic, she would have been canonized by now. She was a living saint.
Yeah.
She was definitely a saint. She led a very saintly life. And this book attempts to demonstrate what a life well-lived looks like. Usually the humblest people are the most generous. And humble people usually don't expect things from other people, but give and love without any kind of expectations of something in return. And that was her life. And it's important to be humble because, in most situations, it's the right thing to do. This perfectly depicts the life of Marian Anderson. Her saintly life is profound. So,
no question about it. One of the a favorite quote that I have from John F. Kennedy is, and it kind of flies. Marian's life flies in the face of this quote. Because I think of her as being a stateswoman. But the quote from JFK is, in order to be a statesman, you must first be a politician. She really wasn't a politician, but she was a stateswoman.
Well, I don't know if I'd agree with that totally, Frank, because, the difference between a statesman and a politician.
What's that?
A politician makes his bed and he lies out of it. And a statesman makes his bed, and he lies in it.
That's terrific. Absolutely terrific. But that's not her, right? She's not a politician. She's not,
Not at all. She was the most apolitical person that you could ever meet. I don't even know if she was a Democrat or Republican or anything. Before Kennedy, she sang at Kennedy's inauguration. It was the coldest day since 1913 when President Taft was inaugurated. It was a horrible day down in Washington in 1961. Mm. Anyway, when she sang 4 years earlier at President Eisenhower's second inauguration in 1957, the U.S. State Department became extremely interested in Marian Anderson as a possible goodwill ambassador for a major outreach they were planning at that time in Southeastern Asia and India. Mm. And they knew that if you wanted to influence the Indian people, the State Department knew that if you wanted to influence the Indian people, rather than sending 1,000 missionaries, send just one saint. Mm. And the U.S. sent Marian Anderson.
Wow.
And she did a bang-up job. She was there. She was there for, I believe, 9 weeks in September, October, and beginning of November of 1957. She visited 12 countries, covered 35,000 miles, and she not only sang, but she gave major releases, talk to the press at all times, speeches, and went into the schools and taught the children. And she was just marvelous. She was an excellent goodwill ambassador for the United States. And after that, when she came back in 1958, President Eisenhower nominated her to become a diplomat representing the United States at the United Nations. And she did that for one of their sessions and did a bang-up job. She did a wonderful job. But people don't realize this woman was multifaceted. She did it all. She was the full package.
Did she speak of her work as a diplomat and as an ambassador? Did she comment on that? Is this something that she enjoyed doing, or is this something that she did out of a sense of duty?
Well, it's not something she jumped into, but she was asked to do it. She was asked by John, who was the Secretary of State, to become an ambassador for the United States to the United Nations. And she really didn't do it, and so she called up her friend Eleanor Roosevelt to get advice. And by the time Ambassador Dulles called back, she was ready to go and represent her country. And she put her entire music career on hold during that time. She always kept an apartment in New York City, and she and her husband went and lived in that apartment during that session of the United Nations in the fall of 1958. And she did a marvelous job. She was I'm just taking a quick look in my little bookie here that I wrote. Here it is. She was on the session for, oh, I just lost it. She represented the United States in a delegation that was called the Frank, it's coming.
Well, while you're looking for that, let me remind folks of who we're listening to. Emil Henward is our very special guest, part of a continuing series. And again, his great book is Remembering a Great American Hero, The Lady from Philadelphia, Marian Anderson. Again, Frank McKay here with Emil Henwood III.
Okay, here it is. She was on the committee called the Special Political and Decolonization Committee, also known as the Fourth Committee in the United Nations Assembly in New York City. And that was a committee that was committed to bringing on third world countries, particularly in the in Africa and the southwestern Pacific, I should say, nations into as decolonization was happening throughout the world at that time. And she was committed to that, especially with the African nations. I don't think she ever made it to Africa physically, but she had a big presence there. That's probably one of the main continents where she never visited. But and when she went to India, she was also she sang at the Mahatma Gandhi Memorial in New Delhi, and she was the first ever foreign diplomat or foreigner ever to be invited to be there and deliver. She delivered a marvelous speech, and she sang for the audience there. But she, when she visited these 12 countries, she was well received by everyone, including the prince who ran Cambodia, who later became the king of Cambodia, who we heard about in the one of the movies that. Was
it Apocalypse Now? No, was it
Apocalypse Now? Yeah. Exactly. But he was a good guy back then. He was only a prince. When he became king, he became a tyrant.
Yeah.
But In my book, I have a very nice picture of him welcoming her into his country.
Wow, the yin and the yang, good and evil.
Oh, absolutely, right? Absolutely.
Amazing. Let me bring up something, and we've mentioned him only in passing, but Marian's husband. How much do we know about Marian Anderson's husband, and who was he, and what was he about?
Well, his name was, he was from Wilmington, Delaware, which is right near Philadelphia here, as you know. His name was Orpheus Fisher, and he was an architect. Have you ever visited the Philadelphia Museum of Art?
Yes.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah, beautiful.
He was an architect working for the company that designed that back in the 1930s, and he was very instrumental in the design of one of the major wings in the Philadelphia Museum of Art. He was a very excellent architect, and his nickname was King. They called him King Fisher. I don't know where he got that from, but he was very, very dedicated to her. They knew each other since they were in high school age. She went and visited his family back when she was in high school and on her singing tours. And that's when he first noticed her, and he started pursuing her. At that point, he wanted to marry her from that point on. She rebuffed him because she wanted to have her career, and she felt that, you know, God gave her this voice, and she wanted to share it with the world. And so they didn't get married until she was 46, and I think he was a year or two younger than her. And they lived up in Danbury, Connecticut. They bought a farm up there, a 200-acre farm, in the early 1940s, and got married up there and lived up there for 40-some years. And Orpheus passed away in 1986, and he was very dedicated to her. In fact, he got so... she put him off so many times that he went off and married somebody else.
Wow.
He married a young lady who went to the University of Pennsylvania, graduated from their nursing school, and they had a child, and it was the marriage only lasted a couple of years. And the divorce was, that was in the late 20s, and the divorce was finally finalized in 1940. And he was very dedicated to her. Whenever she traveled, which she did all the time, she lived out of a suitcase for about 50 years. Whenever she traveled, he was always very lonely, and he often would meet her and travel with her as much as he could, but he couldn't do it as much as would like to, and he was always in the background, but always there to support her in every way. He was a very excellent man.
Let me interrupt just to remind folks of who they're listening to. Emil Joseph Henwood III, Frank McKay here with the author of Remembering a Great American Hero, The Lady from Philadelphia, Marian Anderson, Frank McKay here with Emil Henwood III. Let me just point out something that maybe seems obvious, but it might not to certainly younger listeners. What a departure it was for a young woman not to come out of high school in those days and just say, well, I'm going to get married and I'm going to produce children and I'm going to do, you know, for a woman to say, I'm going to have a career. What a courageous, especially an African-American woman, a black woman, to say that is just an amazing, courageous act. And to turn down a marriage and to decide not to get married until she was 46 years old, the idea of how independent that was and what an independent thinker Marian Anderson was for that time period. And again, people do it now, and it's maybe it's commonplace. But even now, what an amazing woman! Really, what an amazing woman! She was not following anyone's rules but her own.
Well, that there's more to it than that, Frank. She when she was a teenager, just starting in high school. In fact, she didn't graduate from high school until she was 24 years old. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Because she put her education on hold to work and also do a lot of traveling with her companies at the time, just to make money. I mean, she would get $5 or $10 for singing a couple of songs in a concert, and that was big money back then. And so she was known in her church. A place called Union Baptist Church, which is directly across the street from her residence museum in South Philadelphia. And I mean directly across the street. She was known as the baby contralto, and they called her Our Marian. And the church, the members of the church and the pastor of that church actually supported her tremendously, took collections all the time for Our Marian, for her to get voice lessons from the premier voice coach of the day, and he was not cheap. He charged her for the first year, but after that, he didn't charge her for the second year. Mm. And she felt very much a lot of gratitude for everything that people did, and she never forgot that, and she always decided to pay it forward and keep her career going. So it wasn't just her selfish attitude. She was selfless. She was not selfish at all. But she didn't want to do it just for her career. She did it for the people who supported her, who expected her to go on and do great things, which she definitely did. So, you're right. You're right. It is unusual for someone to graduate from high school and not go off and have babies, whether you're white or black. But back then, especially, that women were that was in 1921 when she graduated. There was just 1 year after woman suffrage was passed, and women were full citizens finally in the United States. But Marian Anderson. There's nothing you can find in her background, and I've researched it thoroughly. There's nothing you can find that would ever say that she was not as near a perfect person as possible. I mean, she tried all the time, and she was a gifted lady. She was a gifted lady, and she was a tremendous believer. I think I mentioned last week that at the end of all of her concerts, and she sang in 9 different languages and was fluent in speaking 5 of them. And at the end of every concert and she would sing in German, French, Italian, you name it. And at the end of these concerts, she would always sing black spirituals as her testimony to her faith in Jesus Christ and for the gifts that he gave her. But she was a person, you know, well ahead of her time. No question about it.
Just amazing. I didn't mean to cut you off. You were, go ahead. Please continue.
I was just going to say the things that Marian has to offer and suggest is to invite people to see in her life what the heck is a lot better and will sustain people better. For instance, the world's political and economic institutions are important, but they always let us down. But they can't provide any kind of purpose to us. Marian Anderson, people gravitated to her because by the examples she did, she had answers that demonstrated what a life well lived looked like, and she was like a nourishing dessert to a lot of people.
just amazing. Just an amazing woman. The Marion we're talking about, if you're just joining us a little late or turning on your radios a little late, Marion Anderson is the great talent and stateswoman and everything else. Emil Henwood III is our very special guest. He wrote the book, Remembering a Great American Hero, The Lady from Philadelphia. How appropriate that we talk about her in the midst of Black History Month. She's so much more than a pioneer in civil rights, female rights and everything else. I mean, you can't go into a laboratory and create a woman that could have done more and lived a more perfect life. Just an amazing woman. Frank McKay here once again with Emil Henwood. Emil, just if you would, just a minute or two on the high school that she went to. And again, you got to pardon my ignorance on it. She met her husband, her eventual husband, in high school. What was this high school like? Was it segregated? Was it a...
No, she went to an all-girls high school. It was called South Philadelphia Girls High School. Now it's just called South Philadelphia High School, and it's boys and girls. And she was only, I'd say, in a class of 75. There was only about four or five black ladies, and there were girls in the, like I said, it was all girls in the school. And it was a musical school, and she was a very gifted singer at the time, of course. And she started there late, at the age of 18 or 19, and because she was on the road doing gigs all over, this part of the country to raise money for her family. And today that high school is a major high school in South Philadelphia, but it's not just girls anymore. But the school is part of the Philadelphia educational system. It's part of the entire Philadelphia area now. So it's been around for quite a while. But what was your first question there, Frank?
Well, I meant about the high school. Yeah, that's it. That kind of sums up the...
No, she did not meet Orpheus or King at the high school, because he was going to school down in Wilmington, but she wound up visiting his family's home in Wilmington at one time, and I think she was down there to entertain, and that's when he met her. And so they just both happened to be in high school at the same time, but they were not in the same school, obviously.
Yeah, just so you know, I mean, there's so much. It's old hat for you because you did the research in the book, but it's like we haven't even scratched the surface with this incredible lady. And again, Marian Anderson is our subject of a series, and a well-deserving series. She's also the subject of more than 20 biographies, if I have that right. Emil, correct me if I'm wrong, but his is Remembering a Great American Hero, The Lady from Philadelphia, Marian Anderson. Wow, what a lady. A final thought on what we've been talking about here, really talking about her and her independence and being a stateswoman. A final thought, and again, and we'll continue this conversation, final thought on Marian Anderson, the stateswoman.
Well, she was a person that if someone met her for the first time and just talked to her for 5 minutes, she was inspirational. And she conveyed a certain majesty and regal quality that are unique to her. And even if she never opened her mouth to sing, people would regard her as a great lady. That's the quality that she had. And I'm of the opinion that she is probably one of the, if not the most, let's say, substantial people, Philadelphians of the 20th century. She was the full package. I mean, she Marian Anderson could do it all. She was, she overcame tremendous obstacles, but she could, she had it all. She had a lot of God-given talents and geniuses. She was the full package, as I said. You know, she had talents as a fashion designer, a seamstress. She was a dark room photographer. That was her hobby.
Wow.
She was a farm gardener, a cook, a homemaker, a furniture upholsterer, and an animal lover. She loved animals. That's one of the main reasons they got the farm up in Danbury. She loved animals. In fact, when she was as a diplomat and when she first went to Australia and New Zealand, I have a picture in my book of her holding these two baby koala bears, panda bears, I should say. Yeah. And they just loved her, and she loved them, and it was just a beautiful thing to see. But I have a lot of pictures of people are animal lovers. I have a lot of good pictures of her with a lot of different animals from all over her farm and the Australian tour. In the book, and right now I'm just finishing up a second book on her. It's going to be strictly a picture book with about 160 some pictures, with detailed captions that'll read like a story, but it'll be a coffee table picture book instead of the book that's out there right now.
It's just amazing. I mean, her life is just an inspiration to everyone, men, women, black, white, Asian, Native American, whatever walk of life you come from. Marian Anderson could be put on a pedestal. Not that she wanted to be put on a pedestal. She, you know, she is just an amazing woman. And Emil, I'm going to thank you again for your time, and I look forward to every conversation we have. What an incredible woman. And again, the name of the book is Remembering a Great American Hero, The Lady from Philadelphia, Marian Anderson. Emil, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Frank, and I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Same to you and to everyone out there. We know you have a lot of choices. Please binge listen to everything that we've done together here with Emil. Buy the book, though. Go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, anywhere. They sell great books, but look up Emil Henwood III, and again, full name is Emil Joseph Henwood III, and more importantly, he's put a big part of his life into really depicting a true American hero. And again, we are in Black History Month, and she is someone that should be just cherished as a great American, and not just a great American singer, but, you know, she's a diplomat, Renaissance woman. And
if I could add one more
please,
thing before I leave.
Please do.
This Saturday, February 27th, is Marian Anderson's 124th birthday. If people could remember her on that day, that would be marvelous. I will be visiting her grave site with my wife that day. I only live about 20 minutes away from the cemetery where her entire family is buried, which is a very great privilege. And I thank you, Frank, for this time today.
Emil Henwood III, everyone. Frank McKay, and again, happy birthday to Marian Anderson, a one-of-a-kind legend. And Frank McKay signing off. The name of the book, once again, Remembering a Great American Hero, The Lady from Philadelphia, Marian Anderson. And this Saturday is commemorates her birthday. Keep her in your thoughts and prayers, and just amazing. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.